Funk Radio is brought to you by Overmental.com, the media culture hive mind.
Hey y'all, welcome to Funk Radio, your favorite podcast that's called Funk Radio. This is your host, Peter.
And this is your host, Kyle. I'm going to talk the entire episode like this. Do you have bed bugs in your mattress?
Do you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours?
Tell your friends.
Tell us on Facebook. Don't actually tell us that, please.
Yeah, please don't. And don't send pictures. I have enough of those.
Okay. Good to know. I want to have just kind of a brief topic on an article that I stumbled upon today. I could not stop laughing from basically every element of this story. Unfortunately, it did turn out to be satire, so I'm really super sad.
This is not the first time that we have found that something that's hilarious has been satire.
You're correct. What was the first time? It was something about Aretha Franklin
getting
being
in a fight
fat
with Patti LaBelle.
Oh, yeah.
Or about her being fat, yes.
Did we have an whole episode on that and then realize, like, during the episode that it was
fake? I think we did. I think we had, like, this massive revelation and we were just like, oh, crap.
Okay, well, this time we caught it before we started recording.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
We're like that one FIFA guy that thought that, like, some Onion article about soccer was real. Where it, like, said, like, oh, the USA is patting itself on the back so much for the FIFA scandal that's going to give itself 2 World Cups. And the guy thought it was real.
That's funny. Well, despite this being fake, we thought we would share this story with you because I just love it. It's hilarious. And this is from the website Huzzlers.com, Huzzlers.com. The title of this article is McDonald's Employee Fired for Placing His Mixtapes in Children's Happy Meals. And then it goes on to describe how this teenager in Chicago named Tyshawn Granger, a McDonald's employee, was putting his own mixtape CD into kids' Happy Meals to replace the toy. there's these quotes from concerned parents. Obviously, you know, we know they're fake, but it says, quote, "I bought my son a Happy Meal and inside came a mysterious CD. I, like any other parent, would assume that the CD was for children. I played the CD in my car for my son while we drove home, and Lord Jesus, have mercy on Tyshawn. The mixtape was dreadful. Not only was it completely inappropriate, but it was also the weakest set of bars I've ever heard." And the title of this mixtape, Don't Hate Me, People, but it says, quote, "Tales of a Real Nigga." So that was one thing that kind of tipped me off. It's like, okay, if you read that on a CD, what makes you think that's appropriate for kids?
I think it's kind of playing off that it's like this running meme on the internet about, like, people dropping their mixtape and it's, like, causing, like, people's deaths and, like, their ears to bleed and stuff because it's kind of that stereotype that, like, every African-American wants to be a rapper nowadays, so they all got a mixtape.
Mm. So it says, the article says at the time, it had been going on for about 2 weeks, and there were about 300 Happy Meals that were distributed with this CD. I love this line. It says, "Tyshawn defended his actions by saying his mixtape was so hot, it would keep the Happy Meal warm for hours." I also love at the end, it says basically, this came out after about 2 weeks, but it says, oddly, no parents before this other one earlier had confronted Tyshawn or even bothered to speak about it. So there's the implication that everyone else just thought it was great before someone complained about it.
That's funny.
Oh, gosh. I'm just trying to imagine, like, what would happen if this was real. Like, it probably wouldn't last more than
weeks.
An hour or two, probably, before someone complained, which makes me really sad because I was so convinced that this was real.
I know, me too. Well, I guess that opens up, like, that further conversation, like the stereotype of, like, every guy wanting to be a rapper, so every guy has a mixtape. It's like, obviously, I don't know if there's whole lot of truth to that, but it's like, I think it's making fun of the oversaturation of the market, so to speak.
Hmm.
It's like, because really, what tools do you need to rap? You don't need to play an instrument. You don't need a lot of fancy recording equipment. You just need to rhyme well. Hmm. And maybe have like a drum machine or something. So it's just kind of funny. It's like, because everyone has anyone has the means to do it, so everyone tries to do it. You know, to be a rock person, you need a guitar. To be a soul person, I don't know, you need to have some soul. To be a violinist, you need to take violin lessons. You don't really need rap lessons. You kind of just need to have a flow. And if you don't got the flow, then your mixtape is weak as shit.
I also, now that you say that, it also makes me wonder if maybe it's a commentary on, like, because we've talked about this before, like, more modern, like, distribution methods.
Probably. Of music. Yeah.
Because obviously, like, Happy Meals methods is not the way it's happening, but yeah, like, guerrilla methods of getting your music out there.
Yeah.
Because of that oversaturation.
Yeah.
That we have now.
I think it's kind of, yeah, it's exactly, it's that joke of, like, everyone trying to find creative ways to, like, get their music out there because the conventional methods are no longer really profitable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think even in the last couple of minutes, we've analyzed this
way more than anyone else ever will. More than even the people that wrote this did. Exactly. That's our job here at Funk Radio. We overanalyze shit.
Yeah. I'm really super sad.
I know, me too. That was, yeah, I don't know.
Because this is like the most amazing thing.
It is pretty amazing.
Whatever.
I think we should try that. We should get jobs at local fast food restaurants and then submit our Funk Radio demos for people. Or like, we find a place that has like a outlet or whatever, or like a intercom or something, and we just play Funk Radio over the intercom, just like a not Schindler's List. Oh Jesus, no, just
oh, Shawshank Redemption.
Thank you.
My favorite part of Schindler's List is when I listen to Funk Radio.
My favorite part is when they play our past episodes for the Auschwitz detainees.
Man, what does that say about our show?
I'm going to hell. Yeah. Many things.
Oh, at Walmart, can't you like pick up like the little intercom phones?
Probably.
And say stuff. We could just
do it there.
Go to different parts of Walmart and pick up phones and talk to each other on the intercom. Have a live episode.
That'd be funny if like two people are shopping in Walmart and they're trying to find something, and then like one of them picks up the intercom. Hon, it's on aisle 57. And the other one's like, okay, Roger that.
Oh, man. And then you get on our next song coming up.
Yeah, so if any of you listeners have a really dope-ass mixtape you want to hit us up with.
Share with us.
Yeah, you can send it to our P.O. box at 123, your shit is weak. No.
Or you could share it to us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/getyourfunk. Yeah. And we promise we will listen to it if you send it to us.
And if it's really good, we'll play it on air.
That's true.
It'll be like Funk Karaoke, except with raps.
So we, basically, our show can kind of become the
a studio.
The Happy Meal distribution method.
Yeah. I got an idea. We call the show Funk Meals on Wheels. And then we buy a van, and we put, like, one of those big intercom horns on top, and just drive around the country.
But then I'm just going to be hungry all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
We can stop for Happy Meals.
We can make it a food truck. Serve funky fried treats.
I kind of like this idea.
Yeah. It's always been my dream to have a food truck.
Funk truck.
Funk truck. We can just call it Funky Fried Shits.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been your host, Kyle.
And this has been your host, Peter. And next time, we'll be talking about something real.
That actually matters.
Well, I don't know if it'll matter, but
it'll be a real thing. yeah, so hit us up on overmental.com and facebook.com/ what Peter said.
That's true.
For more original podcasts, videos, and pop culture news, visit overmental.com. Thanks for listening.